Today is Saturday, October 25th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Local officials react on news the Trump administration denies additional federal funding for Wisconsin to address public infrastructure damage from this summer's severe flooding. Milwaukee County Executive Dave Crowley with a statement.
Simply put, federal funding is needed to afford the repairs to the public infrastructure that was damaged from the flood so we can continue providing safe infrastructure for our entire community. And without this federal assistance, Milwaukee County is left footing the bill to repair and assess $22 million in public infrastructure.
The denied request for $26.5 million was made by the Evers administration in August for public assistance for FEMA for Door Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. Crowley noted Governor Tony Evers plans to file an appeal.
I strongly urge President Trump to approve funding for FEMA public assistance so we can afford to rebuild our roads, our bridges, parks, and our public infrastructure.
In September, the Trump administration did grant a request for $29.8 million in FEMA individual assistance to households and businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. A state Senate committee held a public hearing on a proposed bill that would require public schools to establish cardiac emergency response plans this week. The legislation was considered in the Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would require schools to lay out a team of staff members who would respond to a cardiac emergency and a process for activating that team, as well as sharing that plan with local emergency service providers. School athletics events would also be required to have AEDs on hand. A proposed bill making its way through the Wisconsin State Legislature would give victims of sexual assault more time to pursue charges under the statute of limitations. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would double the statute of limitations for filing second-degree assault charges from 10 years to 20 years. It would also protect victims who report a sexual assault from being prosecuted for misdemeanor drug and alcohol charges and allow them to break their rental lease more easily if they provide their landlord with a criminal complaint or restraining order. An attack at a Madison high school has led to several arrests. Three teens have been arrested for the attack, described as brutal and caught on tape at Madison West High School. Police say a student was beaten up and kicked in a bathroom late in the morning on October 15th. The student had to be hospitalized. The suspects range from ages 15 to 17. They face multiple charges, including first-degree reckless injury. Madison police say their investigation of the attack continues. There is a new scam where, once again, imposters are pretending to be from a government agency. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Well, this is a perfect reminder that government is impersonated on phone and text messages and social media and online, even with apps. We heard from the Department of Health Services that scammers recently launched a fake version of the Wisconsin Food Share mobile app.
The fake Food Share app is used to fraudulently take money from unsuspecting consumers.
It's called EBT Edge. It fraudulently charges users $4.99 per week or $60 for the lifetime access. The real EBT Edge app is used to navigate SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and it has a black, white, and yellow egg icon on it. Users will never need to pay to use the official EBT Edge mobile app.
Michelle Reinen says that if anyone discovers any other suspicious apps, reporting them would be appreciated.
The Department of Health Services really hopes that individuals will report suspicious activity should they find other apps out there that are asking consumers to make payments rather than having the free service if they're part of the program.
If you have been scammed when using a fake app or are a victim of any scam, you can contact DatCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcaphotline@wi.gov. There is an open house today and tomorrow at Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center. This afternoon, there will be a Simon's Pumpkin Fest pool party. Mike Hardy is with Simon's Recreation Complex. Mike Hardy is the director of Simon's Recreation Complex.
Anybody's looked at our flyers or anything online, it has changed slightly. The pool party is still 1 to 4, but on our flyers it says non-members will be $5 each. The Campus Foundation has been generous enough to cover the costs, so the pool party will be free for anyone. The pool floaties will be in. Those are a big hit. I know we've talked about those quite a bit. So, you know, even if you're done with the race and maybe you want to pop in, and we'll probably have them in a little bit early anyways.
Along with the inflatables, there will be music, popcorn, and lots of fun. Tomorrow, the open house continues from 1 until 4:30. There will be free admission both days. You can find out more information at simonsrec.com. Many communities across the country are taking part in National Drug Take Back Day, which is being held today. The Richland Center Police Department is hosting a local drug take back from now until 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. Drug Take Back Day is an important event. Billy Jones is the chief of police for the city of Richland Center.
Nationwide, Drug Take Back Day is just a really good program that I think has just continued to grow in our community. And it's a good way to get medications out of your home that are no longer needed. Because unfortunately, we do live in a time that sometimes those medications fall into wrong hands, accidentally, on purpose, whatever it might be. And then we have tragic events happen. So get those unused, unneeded medications out of your house. Bring them down to the police department on Saturday, and we will dispose of them for you.
There are a wide variety of unused medications being accepted.
Any prescription over-the-counter medication, that includes, you know, capsules, inhalers, creams, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, if you have the pain patches or the sickness patches, any sort of vials of liquid that are in the original container. We'll even take vape cartridges, but we ask that you remove the batteries. If you can't remove the batteries, then we can't take them. They need to be taken to a recyclable center. And then pet medications as well. We all have pets. Our pets get sick. We take our pets to the doctors too. If you don't use up the pet medications, bring that stuff in too, and we'll dispose of that as well.
There are also items that will not be accepted.
What we can't take are aerosol cans. Anything with blood or bodily fluids on them, please don't bring that stuff in. Again, batteries, we can't take batteries. Cosmetic, eyeglasses, household waste, iodine-containing medications. So if the medication have iodine in them, there's some sort of chemical reaction that can happen, so we need to dispose of those properly, and there should be instructions on those types of medications. Thermostats. Again, vapes that have the batteries in them, we can't take those. And then any type of personal care products, you can dispose of those just in your regular household trash.
Chief Jones says that if you are unable to attend today's Drug Take Back Day event, there are locations that have permanent drop boxes to dispose of unused medications.
Anytime that the businesses are open, we have 4 in Richland County. We have them at the Center Pharmacy, the Municipal Building, at the Sheriff's Department, and then also at the Viola Library.
In Sauk County, there is also a Drug Take Back Day event being held until 2 at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness. All accepted items at any event or Dropbox location must be in a sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, people are encouraged to black out their names and other personal information listed on a prescription label with a marker. Get rid of those unused drugs. Bring them to the National Drug Take Back Event Day today from until 2 o'clock at the Richland Center Police Department. CMA-nominated Male Vocalist of the Year and Boscobel native Bobby G. Rice will be performing at the Richland Center City Auditorium this afternoon at 2. He is looking forward to coming home.
I'm looking forward to it, of course. It's always great to come back home and into Richland Center there. A lot of roots. A lot of great times, Richland Center, Boscobel, all that area. there is special.
Bobby is a legendary Nashville country music artist with 30 Billboard charted singles, but got his radio debut in the early days on WRCO.
That special time back in, as a family, the Rice family, Ridge Ramblers, where we done a live radio show there for several years. And I can barely remember that, but that was certainly special.
His music has been heard all over the world. Age is not slowing Bobby G. Rice down. He has taken on some new endeavors.
I've been working with two artists that have been young artists that are, their careers are starting. Cruz Wright, who was on American Idol. I have two songs that I wrote in his just released album, Cruising Back Home is the title of it. And then Alex Miller, who was on American Idol. I've been writing with him. And then a young girl, Audrey Nicole Dittmer, who is currently on there. And she's competing here as we speak. She's in the final part of it. And so I've been helping her, and I'm going to be recording her, producing her in the studio coming up. So I'm enjoying that, working with and... being a part and helping those artists also.
Bobby G. Rice will be taking the stage this afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets priced at $25 will be available at the door. Doors will open at 1. The third annual Pumpkin Fest continues today on the Courthouse Lawn in Richland Center. Pumpkin decorating contest entries are on display throughout the day on the lawn. There is also Pumpkin Fest Fun currently being held. Activities include Tiny Acres Petting Zoo, kids games, a bake sale, caramel apples, and more. You can find more about the third annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. And Governor Tony Evers proclaimed October as Financial Planning Month in Wisconsin. The proclamation aims to highlight the critical role that financial planning plays in achieving financial security and encourages all Wisconsinites to revisit or create a financial plan that will help improve their overall financial health and protect themselves and their families from future financial stress and uncertainty. Governor Evers' proclamation also encourages Wisconsinites to plan for unexpected events with the right insurance coverage so their wallets are protected from unforeseen health issues, car accidents, and other property damage.